From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, good morning again to you. Thank you for joining with me once more around the Word of God. We will be continuing our exposition of John chapter 11, where we particularly have been studying the sickness, the death, and the resurrection of Lazarus. Before we come to that study, may I remind you of our latest edition of the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, and also the free sermons that we have been offering to you. On our 9 o'clock program tonight, we will be featuring the final study of the topic Gospel Lessons from the Asian Tsunami. Now, a full sermon on this subject is offered to our listeners on a cassette tape. If you haven't yet obtained yours, please send me your request. The item is free. Do remember to join us then tonight at 9 o'clock around God's Word once again. Now here is the hymn sung for us by the SMS Singers, Safe in the Arms of Jesus. After we listen to the hymn, we'll be turning to John chapter 11.
Trials, only a few more tears.
the sickness, death, and resurrection of Lazarus is the title of our current study in John chapter 11. This is the third part of this particular study. I want us to come to the verse 31 and consider, first of all, from this new section, the sympathy of the neighbours shown on the death of Lazarus. It should be noted that the home of Mary and Martha was filled with mourners on the occasion of their brother's death. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, "She goeth unto the grave to weep there." In this part of the world, it's still common for neighbours to gather to the house of the mourning to offer, by their words and by their presence, their sympathy to the bereaved. Of course, we're counted old-fashioned and out of date for doing that. But note that it was the custom amongst the Jews, and the Saviour himself did not object to this custom. Indeed, he shows us how we should react to the death of a friend, a neighbour, or a loved one. The shortest verse in the Bible shows us the Saviour's sympathy. Verse 35, Jesus wept. Paul urges us to weep with them that weep. Romans 12:15. The Saviour lived out his own word. However, it ought to be said that many customs and practices have sprung up around this very proper expression of sorrow at a time of a neighbour's loss, which would not be acceptable to the Saviour and ought not to be engaged in. The wake, as it's called, has become all too often a scene of drinking and behaviour totally unsuited to the solemn occasion of a soul passing out into God's eternity. Let us by all means offer sympathy by our presence, but let us never forget that death and eternity is before our eyes, and in the passing of others there is but a rehearsal for our own demise. Take note, take heed, be ready. By trusting in Christ alone for salvation, when your time to depart this life comes round. On this occasion, the house of mourning was a place where the wonderful power of Christ was manifested. So it ought always to be. Let the wake be a place where we are reminded of the truth of the gospel, the power of God, the certainty of death, the brevity of life, and our own personal need of faith and repentance. If it is such a place, then we will join with the wise man and say, "It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart." Ecclesiastes 7:2. Secondly, notice that in the great work of God, there is a work for men to do, as well as that work which only Christ can do. In verse 39 we read, "Jesus said, take away the stone." He who would raise the dead could doubtless have removed the stone, but he commanded men to do so. There is a labour in which God's people are to be engaged alongside the Saviour. "For we are labourers together with God." 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. We have responsibilities which must be undertaken. You have a part to play, Christian, in the great work of redemption. Think not that God will roll away the stone when it is in your power to do so. We must tell, we must testify, we must teach. We must sow the seed and leave the increase to God. Thirdly, note the intrusion of unbelief yet again. Even as the Saviour was about to work a mighty miracle, Martha could not stop herself from objecting, from declaring that she thought the Lord's actions foolish. She questioned what it was the Saviour was doing. "Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Verse 39. She thought there were some things that the one she had just confessed to be the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world, verse 27, could not do. Unbelief will rob us of confidence in Christ and steal from us displays of his power and glory. Here is why the cause of God languishes today in our land. Unbelief amongst God's people. The Saviour's response is instructive indeed. He pointed her to his own word. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? Verse 40. It is clear that the Saviour's words to his disciples in verse 4 were carried to Martha by the one that brought the message of Lazarus' death. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Verses 3 and 4. Christ's answer to unbelief is a good dose of his own word. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. If you are filled with doubts and unbelief, get to God's word. Get to it each day and read it carefully and prayerfully. Get to it each Lord's day. Get to a place where it is faithfully and fearlessly and fully preached. Rituals do not sustain and impart faith. The hearing of the word of God alone does that. May God bless his word to your heart today. Do join me again tonight as we come to the final study of Gospel Lessons from the Asian Tsunami. Please send for your quarterly magazine and enjoy the plain instruction that is to be found in it. God bless you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.